Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Praise God, what a great win. Great home environment as always, and what a story, man, what a story. T-Bass hitting a franchise record kick. And that doesn't happen by itself, so I want to make sure I give credit where credit's due. In addition to T-Bass with Sam and Reed and the guys up front that were blocking for him. So just big time kick for us. Got some injuries. I don't have much information, on the update end for you guys here, so I'll update you when I can.
For Tyler specifically, the person, to see what he's gone through over the course of this season, it seemed like you and him were both pretty emotional post-game, when you gave him the game ball. What did that mean to you?
I just think overall that here's a young man that has been going through it. And the journey that he's been on week to week, you know, the questions that have been asked of him, of me, but really, you know, just in terms of him having to feel, it's natural, it's the business we're in. I think it's a great example of mental toughness. I think it's a great example of perseverance, resilience, and for young kids out there, right, who here's a player that was under the microscope pretty darn hard. And, you know, we brought a player in here to compete with him in midseason, and he didn't back down. And I think that says a lot about who he is. And, you know, this journey will continue, but it also speaks to our locker room of even today's game. You know, we missed the extra point, I think it was, and then he was going to have to make a kick later, and he made it in a convincing fashion. So, you know, this game is as much mental as it is physical, and sometimes even more mental. And I couldn't be more proud of him and what he did today.
John, how did you reach the decision to try it there? Because if he misses, they're going to have probably a play and maybe a look at the end zone. So how did you decide you were comfortable trying it?
I took a piece of grass and threw it up. yeah, you're a golfer, so. No, I just I happened to get a glimpse of T-Bass in warm-ups and knew that the 40, I thought he had a pretty good warm-up, especially from deep, and you know, we had a little bit of a win that direction, so I felt good about it, and I trust him, and he came through.
I asked some of the players what their vantage point was for it when it's happening. What are you doing? Do you watch it? Do you look away? How do you have that all like play out?
Yeah, just praying, you know, praying for T-Bass, and just watching the execution, really. So just like the fans, right? Other than that, I was a fan watching them, and it's great to see our players react the way that they did after, you know, that kick went through. And again, just so happy for T-Bass and his family, and this is what sports is about. Like, people in the Buffalo community sitting around their TVs, tailgating all day. The fans who are here tailgating since the morning, some of them since Friday. That's what it's about, man. It's just, I mean, I'm driving in this morning and you're seeing cars full of families, people, friends come to a game, and they get to experience that moment. That's why we all love sports, right?
Deshaun, in a sense, do you feel vindicated for how you guys have stood by Tyler all year?
I mean, he did it. I didn't do it. He did it. And I know why you're asking, Joe, but look, he's the one who did it. And again, like I said, the mental toughness that takes. I mean, what's it been since last year, right? That the questions that we're starting to pop up, and more this year, and then we bring in a kicker to compete with him, and he just stayed true to who he is, and he stayed true to his process. Even today, like I said, early miss on the extra point, and he stayed true to his process, and I think that's very powerful.
Not suggesting you want to win games on last-minute kicks all the time, but do you think that games like this or wins like this can bring your team closer together or even closer together?
Oh,
just
they
with
do.
The way that they
yeah.
celebrate and react?
Yeah, they do. They certainly do. It's hard, and every week it's hard. You can never take a week for granted or, okay, we'll look at the record and could look at the schedule. Oh, we're going to win here, and you get to move a couple, games down the road, and we should be just stay focused on what's right in front of us. I mean, you saw it. We didn't play a great game. We can be better, and so we've got to go back and make sure our techniques are sound. Fundamentally, we're better than what we were today. Just a lot to improve on. But when you can win a close one like this, and it's back and forth, and we didn't have our A game, and give them credit. They came in here ready to play, and I thought they did a great job with their coaching staff having that team ready to play. And, we hung in there, and we were taking some punches early. And at halftime, I thought we reset a little bit with more work to go, though.
You brought in some competition for Tyler, but you released Lucas this week. Did you see anything from Tyler that led to that decision? What did lead to that decision? And do you feel like a little Babe Ruth, you called your shot a little bit here?
T-Bass made the kick, man. He made the kick, right? Great snap, great hold. Again, when you're up front in those situations also, that ball normally has a chance to come out low because of the length of the kick. And sometimes those go the other way, right? So you're thinking about that a little bit of, hey, but the way that it was blocked up front, that is just as important as anything. And T-Bass trusts those guys. So Matt Smiley, I should mention him, and Coach Harkey, the coaches, have thought special teams was a factor today for us in a good way.
John, Kyer Hill and some other players have been through it. Venfer can't go. Kyer has to start. Not an easy task against Hill and Waddle. What did you kind of see how he played?
Yeah, he battled. He went out. He had the one double move, I think it was, on our sideline there. And I thought came within, a whisker of knocking that ball down and getting that ball out. 10 and 17, they make it hard. They had their day with us in the run game, I thought, too many times. But overall, when you get 10 and 17 out there, those are tough matchups, and our guys fought.
You may not get to
go ahead. You got touched on Quentin Morris, Ray Davis, Matt Hall, those guys who aren't always in the end zone. But, with how you guys want this offense to work, just what did that say about how the team was functioning today?
Well, again, usually teams are rather evenly matched in terms of the top level of the stars, right? I mean, Josh is such a good player, but you look around the league, most teams have a star or two or three, right? And so the team really, to me, the journey is, who's going to step up for us, right? At critical moments of a game or critical moments of the season, who are the players that are going to kind of come from the depth of the roster and step up into starting roles and play and perform at the level that we need them to for us to win? And you mentioned a few of them right there with Mac and Quentin Morris, right? And so, and some of those guys are battling through injuries, but they're out there playing, and so I don't take that for granted either.
John, kind of along those lines, I think you had 7 rookies active today. Can you just talk a little bit about the contributions that you got from those young guys?
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing guys out there that Ray Davis being one of them. You got Solly was out there, Keon. I mean, the list goes on, and You guys never thought I believed in playing young guys. I know that's how it is, right? That guy gives me the updates every year, every week. They don't think you play young guys. We'll play young guys when they're ready to play, and they earn it. And when they earn it, they play. And when they earn it when they're out there and take advantage of the opportunity, they'll get more opportunities. So there's no secret, hey, keep them back, keep them down. No, it's, hey, good players that earn the right to play, they play.
Sean, were Amari or Christian specifically, were they relatively close in this game,
Amari and Christian? It's hard for me to say. It depends what close is. You know, I would say 50-50. You know, that's not to give you a politically correct answer, even though it is an election week coming up. But honestly, probably 50-50. It was a tough week for both of them. Thought they were going to be good, then, you know, one had a, you know, not a setback, but like just didn't feel good. And so, and again, you know, in credit to our training staff, I mean, we've had our fair share of injuries, and, you know, and the coaches too, of, hey, who's up, who's going to be able to play, because it affects, you know, one player affects sometimes more than one position and special teams. So, you know, overall, a lot of kind of distractions this week with some of that stuff, but we got to get ourselves back focused and ready to go.
Coach, is this your 80th win in my life?
I thought you were going to say, is this my 80 years old? I'm like, I feel like it in my heart. You know, I don't know. But good win, though, right? Good win for the home team and the guys, the boys in blue, as Kyle Williams used to always say, the boys in blue came through today. So it's a great environment out there.
Coach, last question. Coach, your comfortability with playing the young players, is that what it is with the depth of your roster, using the entire roster a little more?
Yeah, I've always been comfortable playing young guys. You just got to earn it, right? I'm not going to put you out there and you look, you know, one of our veteran players in the eye, and I'm responsible for putting them out there, and if they're not ready to play and they haven't earned it, then I'm doing them a disservice. I'm talking about the veteran players. So things are earned here, and those that earn it and take advantage of the opportunity get more opportunities. It's really not a complicated formula. So I think, you know, to Brandon's credit and our scouting staff, this group this year has been has come as not only talented, but has come in with a lot of really good intangibles. Not that the ones before haven't, but you talk about, you know, just basic day-to-day routines, you know, being hungry to earn the right to play, and yet grateful with a certain level of gratitude to be on the team, and you know, taking their role. You look at, you know, I mentioned Cole Bishop on special teams. He was out there, played some defense for us in the Houston game. Now he's been just primarily a special teams player, but you saw him show up again the last couple of weeks, as late as today, with I think it was a really good play on the kickoff coverage. And I mean, those are important pieces for us. And so, and Cole will be fine. You know, he's just got to continue to grow and develop. And but all of it is experience. And if you're learning from experience, in the end, you'll be fine.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.